When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a loose cow in Oklahoma visited an Olive Garden restaurant.
And Tony Kornheiser, maybe he was looking for mozzarella sticks. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Mozzarella sticks.
I thought it was mozzarella.
Are you an Olive Garden fan? You've never been to an Olive Garden in your life.
40 years ago.
I know.
You know what, though? Here's the other thing. You often hear these stories, like in Aspen. I go in a restaurant and somebody says, you know, a bear walked through the doors last night. A grizzly bear was here,
right.
A brown bear.
Right.
And I'm like, what? These things never happen where I am. I don't believe any of them. Don't believe them.
But you're not an Olive Garden guy. I've been to Olive Garden once or twice.
No, you haven't.
I remember
the
bread. I like the bread.
I have.
The bread. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bengals get a scare, the Bills survive the Dolphins, and the Chargers choke like dogs.
Ooh.
But we begin today with the New York Football Giants going to Minnesota yesterday as a 3-point underdog and beating the Vikings for the Giants' first playoff win since 2011. Minnesota had been flawless in one-score games to this point, 11-0, but they failed in this one. Wilbon, is your headline the team that won or the team that lost?
It's not even a team. The headline for me is Daniel Jones. He's the headline. I mean, he played great. His first playoff game, man, the moment was not too large for him. When he passed for more than 300 yards, he ran for 70 yards. And, Tony, there was a great stat in that game. There's so many worthless stats. 90% of stats given in these games are complete worthless garbage. But it was revealed that he had converted first downs himself 57 times during the course of a season. And it tells you, people don't talk about what a great athlete Daniel Jones is, but he's a pretty damn good athlete. And he and his coach seem to be, as they say, on the same page. Daniel Jones is the headline from that game. To me, I watched Minnesota all year. I was locked into Minnesota.
Right.
That's fine. You get to the playoffs,
right.
Winners advance. They survived. They advanced. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I'll get to Daniel Jones in a second. My headline is one sentence, is when it's 4th and 8, you can't throw the ball 4 yards to a receiver who is totally covered. All right, you cannot do that. You cannot win the game that way. You know where I've been on Kirk Cousins for a lot of years now. I was not particularly enthusiastic about him when he played in Washington. I'm not particularly enthusiastic about him in Minnesota. His stats every year are top 8, top 10. He has very good statistics, but he does not win those games that you hope he can win, that maybe you expect him to win, and that he is being paid to win. On the last play that the Vikings have, you got to do better than that or go down trying. You just can't throw that pass.
Well, maybe somebody's got to get open. Jones. Maybe that's the receiver's fault.
You got to run
around. He's got good receivers, big, hype receivers.
You know what? He's got good receivers. Daniel Jones does not have very good receivers in comparison.
He can get himself open.
Daniel Jones is big and strong, throws the ball nicely, but for years in New York, had too many fumbles and too many interceptions.
Turnovers.
And I'm going to address your point about him. Brian Daboll came from Buffalo, where he participated in making Josh Allen a terrific quarterback. He is participating now in making Daniel Jones, a terrific quarterback. The turnovers are down, the fumbles are down, the interceptions are down. That's coaching.
Yes.
When you get a good coach, you bring out what you've got. The Minnesota, this is what they do. They lost to good teams. They had 5 losses this year, all to good teams, either in the playoffs or right on the verge of the playoffs. Indianapolis isn't in the playoffs. You play good teams in the playoffs.
Tony, nobody said they were great. I mean, that result was fairly... You know, you could have gone 50-50 on that. In last night's later game, the Bengals beat the Ravens, but needed that huge swing at the goal line to do it. Tyler Huntley needed 2 yards to put the Ravens in front late in the game. But Logan Wilson punched the ball out before it crossed the goal line. And Sam Hubbard returned it 98 yards for the touchdown. Tony, does this win strengthen or weaken your belief in the Bengals?
So I like the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. I think they can get to the Super Bowl again. But I would be an imbecile not to say that this weakens my belief in them. They were going to lose that game.
Yeah.
Baltimore, with a second-string quarterback, was going to win that game.
Sure, look
Guy
like
jumps
it.
Over the pile, sticks the ball out. How many times in the history of playoffs in the NFL have we had a 98-yard fumble recovery and touchdown?
Three?
One. This is
one
it.
Other time?
One. This is it. One.
What about the Super
this
Bowl when the Pittsburgh Steelers returned?
That was an interception.
Okay. All
that
right.
was an interception.
All right. All
That's
right.
a great play in the Super Bowl. This is the only one. So there's a tremendous element of luck involved. That's a 14-point swing
yes.
on one play.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe the quarterback should have gone under instead of trying to go over. It's a great defensive play, but the luck in that, Mike, is the ball rolls around backwards. It's picked up by a huge lineman who has a convoy to the end zone.
And how about
it's
the irony of this? A
luck.
Local kid. Did he go to Moeller High School? I mean, that's so
is that right?
cool in that
Cincinnati?
Moment to have. You
yeah.
grew up there in Cincinnati at probably the most famous athletic high school in Cincinnati.
Oh,
the
sure.
fact that we've heard of it. A lot of great athletes come out of Moeller. And to return that in front of your family and friends in your hometown, how cool is that? Tony, yeah, I'm like you. I mean, it weakens it a little bit. Like you, I've been saying San Francisco and Cincinnati. You've been saying San Francisco for even weeks longer than me, but I've been on that train for the last 3 or 4 weeks, each of them, Cincinnati, San Francisco, for another Super Bowl rematch. And,
yeah.
But Tony, I will say this, and here's what maybe we ought to back off a little bit. Division games, they're hard to win. And this is where the
That's
Eagles
right.
is going to work against the Eagles to some degree, playing
so,
the Giants
yes.
for the third straight time. I mean, the Bengals and Ravens know how to play each other. Miami and
they're
Buffalo, even though Miami, you know, is down to their 19th-string quarterback.
They're not
they
afraid.
They know you.
They're
they,
not
you
afraid.
You know this no. very familiar opponent, so I don't want to get too carried away with weakening.
I just want to make one small point.
What?
That there's a larger issue looming coming out of that game. Lamar Jackson. Most
yeah.
people believe, I'm one of them, that if Lamar Jackson had played in that game, Baltimore would have won. Mm. Now it appears that ship has sailed. Now it appears there's bad blood. Lamar Jackson, it appears, is never going to play again. Not with them. Not
well,
with them.
You're going
not
off that Instagram post. I, you know what, Tony? Trying to interpret people's Instagram posts and Twitter, you're killing yourself. Don't waste your time. By the way, this is the NFL, not the NBA. He can't just force his way out or say, I'm leaving. They can franchise him.
They can.
Keep him. Okay, this is the NFL.
Well, they can and have somebody very unhappy.
Okay.
You trade somebody like that to see what you can get, because at the end of the franchise tag, he leaves and you get nothing.
I don't want to give up Justin Fields. I don't want to give him up.
We now move to the Buffalo Bills going out to a 17-0 lead against Miami.
Yeah.
This one looked like a blowout early, but Josh Allen was intercepted twice and fumbled once. Miami tied the game at 17 and in the second half took a 24-20 lead. Buffalo came back to win 34-31. Well, Bon, how should the Bills feel about their narrow win over the Dolphins?
That they won narrowly. Don't get carried away. Again, division opponent. These games are going to be a lot closer than people expect just looking at the matchups on paper going in, division opponent. But, Tony, I said yesterday, maybe I said this to you during the game, you know, people kept saying, oh, Miami's really hanging in there. Buffalo, let them hang in there. I mean, Buffalo made a lot
yeah,
of mistakes.
You did say that.
Not just Josh Allen, but also the receivers. Look, they're coming off one of the more emotional weeks a team could have. A franchise, a team, a city. I'm not going to be critical of Buffalo in any major way, but I just thought Buffalo didn't play all that well. Maybe now that Buffalo is sort of free of this week, they see DeMar Hamlin being able to watch and celebrate his own team and communicate with him. Maybe all of that lifts now as they move out of a division opponent situation and they play like we've been expecting them much of the season and they play like they have much of the season. So I'm not going to go crazy, Tone, but I thought Buffalo kept Miami
right.
in that game.
So I'm going to agree with you wholeheartedly on two points. particularly the division situation. You're never scared of a team that you play twice a year. You know who they are, even if they beat you. You know who they are. And by the way, of the five games that we saw this weekend, four underdogs covered, particularly the teams with second and third string quarterbacks going out there. And I'm also, you know, I'm also inclined to think about DeMar Hamlin and the pressure that put on, self-imposed pressure, that put on the Buffalo Bills. Maybe they tried so hard to win it for him that they didn't give their best effort, because Josh Allen, in six previous playoff games, Mike, had a total of two turnovers. And he had three turnovers in this game 1 minute into the second half. So he played poorly. What stood out to me, though, and this probably is the opposite of your point that Buffalo let Miami in, it is indefensible how many times repeatedly in the fourth quarter, it must have been 10 times, they couldn't get to the snap clock. They either had to take a timeout or they just had a penalty. And I will say
is
this.
Is that a quarterback maybe that's situation? What happens. I mean, maybe that's what happens when you have your backup.
Maybe third string quarterback. Yeah. Okay, but maybe your coaches aren't getting the plays in quick enough for your third string quarterback. They had a chance. They had a chance and they cost themselves their own chance by not getting the ball out. Let's take a break. Coming up, should we blame Wilbon's going to love this?
Yeah.
Brandon Staley, his favorite punching bag.
Yeah.
Or credit Doug Peterson for the Jaguars' comeback over the Chargers.
And what's the word to describe the way the Niners beat the Seahawks? Predictable.
See, I don't feel badly for the Bills because they've proven they're a good playoff team before.
Yeah.
I expect Josh Allen to bounce back. I do.
But
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Even the emailers can't mess up the topics this week.
Mail time!
We'll reach in here and see what's
first.
Yeah,
they can always send the wrong emails in.
Do you blame Brandon Staley or credit Doug Peterson for the Jags' comeback win over the Chargers?
It's just both. You don't have those kinds of wild switcheroos unless there's more than one reason. I mean, two things can be true. Brandon Staley and the Chargers choked, okay? Doug Peterson and the Jacksonville Jaguars demonstrated some heart. They had some cojones. They played really well, really tough, really smart. After Trevor, I mean, he was dreadful in the first half. That's true, too. But Brandon Staley, man, I mean, what are they doing? They didn't manage the clock well at all. You can start anticipating some of that in the second quarter. They didn't anticipate it in the second quarter or the third quarter. And by then, the other team gets on a roll. Both things can be and are true about that game.
Would you fire Brandon Staley?
I think I would. Yeah, he's such a wild card. I don't like that sort of wild instability on my team with a young quarterback myself in Justin Herbert.
Good use of cojones, by the way, which are available at the Olive Garden. Yes, both things are true. Doug Peterson had a calming influence on Trevor Lawrence,
yes,
who had thrown four picks in the first half and ended up with four touchdown passes, and what looks like the making of a quarterback kind of game. And if you want to blame someone on the Chargers for, by the way, doing what they do all the time, it's in their DNA to get in a position like this, and you would say take a nap,
yes,
and others would just say gag like dogs,
yes,
then you can blame Brandon Staley. If I'm Brandon Staley, this is my question. Does Sean Payton want to coach this team?
Okay? Yeah.
Because if Sean Payton wants to coach,
yeah,
that team,
yeah,
and if the owners want to spend,
well,
big money, which they don't usually
pay
do,
him. That's not
which
their
they
MO,
don't,
right,
but you're going to have to pay Sean Payton,
yeah,
right? It's as simple
you
as that.
You have to pay him.
Next letter.
I mean, that would change you from maybe. But
because you can't be up 27 nothing and
a
5-0 in turnovers.
They go
and
to
lose.
Sleep, Tony.
You can't.
Historically, that's what that franchise does. They go to sleep.
The Niners' win over the Seahawks was blank.
Predictable. You know, and I know you were all excited about that game. I watched that game. You know, I wasn't even on an Acela train. I was on the Northeast Regional, one of those things you have taken hundreds of times in your life on the,
yeah,
way back from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this game, and you know, people are all excited about it. There was nothing to get excited about. As soon as the Niners went back ahead in the third quarter, the game was over, right? There was no suspense. Did Seattle put up as good a fight as they could put up? This is not the Seattle,
yeah,
of Russ and, you know, the Legion of Boom and those guys. This is not that. The 49ers were always going to win that game. And the only thing more predictable about that was that the weather was overrated. Oh, it's going to storm. There's 100% chance of rain. And I think our network even had a weather person at the game. And none of it was true. The damn sun came out. Shut up with the weather reports. They're like you and your boy Jim Cantore. Shut up about
you
the weather.
You are branching out into crazy anger at weather now, which is really makes me so
the
happy to see that you're just
so
totally
sick.
Insane at the moment. What was the question? The question is, what is the word?
Yeah.
Let me just say, I'm opposed to the conflating of games on this show. If you want me to have a word, I'm supposed to have my doctor suit on, but my word would be convincing.
It was. It was that too.
Let me say that all five games were great, and this was
no,
as great
weren't.
As any of them. All five
no,
games. All five games were great.
This game
all
wasn't
five
great.
Games were close.
It's a blowout.
All five games were high scoring.
You got TV in your
all
house?
Of them. 17-16 at the half.
At like 8 o'clock
Seattle,
and you missed the rest of it?
Seattle up at the half. And let me get to this one point. We talk about second
about
and third string quarterbacks doing very well in Miami and in Baltimore in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
This guy, Brock Purdy, is a third-string quarterback.
He looks good.
And he's now 6-0.
Yeah.
And if you want to give credit to Doug Peterson, as you should, and if you want to give credit to Brian Daboll, as you should,
Shanahan,
they're working with first-teamers.
Shanahan.
This guy's working with a third-teamer, Kyle,
yep,
Shanahan.
Yep.
Give him a little bit. And stop being so angry.
Yeah.
Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come is Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud making the right decision by going to the NFL.
You just roll over for the NFL. You're not discerning. Just let them scratch your
games
belly. You'll celebrate anything. John Moran has a moment, baby. John Moran has a moment.
And
halftime.
Four
Who cares?
Underdogs cover.
Who cares? Halftime.
Weddings are all about the bride and groom, but they're a chance to look your best, too. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though they start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be impeccably dressed with Indochino. So order your custom suits now and be ready for wedding season. Design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, and more. That's right. It's bespoke without the premium price tag. Suits start at just $499 and fitted shirts at $89. To make life even easier, you can set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. But if you prefer a premium in-person experience, just book an appointment at a showroom near you and let an Indochino style guide walk you through every step. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code PTI to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code PTI.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 43rd birthday, Albert Pujols. Talk about going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Pujols' return to St. Louis sent him out in glory, becoming the National League Comeback Player of the Year. Pujols hit 24 home runs, most of them in the last 2 months of the season. Pujols passed by Alex Rodriguez at 696 and kept going until 703, making him only the fourth player ever to reach 700, behind Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds. Pujols is second all-time in RBI with 2,218. He's a career 296 hitter with 3,384 total hits.
Wow.
He is a stone-cold lock for Cooperstown on the first ballot, and all those years of frustration with the Angels seemed to melt away in September.
Tony, if he had stayed in St. Louis, I think he would have retired as the greatest hitter of all time. Maybe Ted Williams is right there with him, possibly Ruth, but I think the greatest hitter of all time, if he stays in St. Louis, he has like another 100 home runs. He gets to like 3,700 hits. Just saying.
I certainly think it's possible. Happy anniversary, Jalen Hurts. On this day 4 years ago, the Alabama quarterback who was benched for Tua Tagovailoa opted to transfer to Oklahoma for his senior season. Hurts almost became the third straight Oklahoma quarterback to win the Heisman, following Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. All those quarterbacks were drafted far higher than Hurts, who went at number 53. But this season, Hurts surpassed them all in the NFL with an MVP-caliber season in Philadelphia. On a side note, by this day 4 years ago, Stetson Bennett IV had already walked on at Georgia, transferred away to junior college, and transferred back to Georgia, where he would seemingly have 14 years of eligibility.
Hurts has a tall assignment Sunday, Tony. Beating the New York Giants, division opponent. I mean, those things can get dicey. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday, I know who you weren't rooting for. You were not rooting for the Giants win that game and have to come visit you. You just weren't.
100% right. Happy trails to the Pacers for the Grizzlies' ninth straight win. We're not doing this because we think this game has any particular
just
import.
This.
No.
Just
We're
this.
Doing this to show you Ja Morant's dunk from Saturday night. We will show it to you again and again and again like we're YouTube. Quote, it's what everybody has been waiting for, unquote, Morant said about his dunk without any self-consciousness. Morant's teammate Desmond Bain said, quote, that's probably going to go down as the dunk of the year, conveniently eliminating February, March, April, May, and June. The Grizzlies host the backsliding Suns tonight on their way to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
Wilbon has repeatedly predicted for them.
They're going to the Western Conference Finals. Tony, they're the most exciting team to watch in the league, the Memphis Grizzlies. And he's the most exciting player to watch in the league. You know, I know Luka's great. You can still see LeBron. You got all these different Donovan Mitchell. You got a lot of guys. Ja Morant. You must see TV. Go buy a ticket. Go see him.
Well, you don't have to buy a ticket if it's on TV.
No,
you
don't.
Just turn on your TV.
Just turn on your television.
One omission. The University of Michigan's president says Jim Harbaugh will be back as head football coach next season, ending our long national nightmare with Jim Harbaugh. Come on.
Save it all for Rodgers and Brady. Let's do it.
Quarterback C.J. Stroud is leaving Ohio State to enter the NFL draft. Do you find that significant?
Well, he's going to be high in the draft, Tony. How high? I don't know. 13 ranked men's college basketball teams lost Saturday and Sunday. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, Kentucky won, so that was good. That saves Calipari's job, according to the Kentucky
team. It's a nice win at Tennessee.
Here's what I make of this. I think this is the most confusing an even-handed season in college basketball that I can ever remember.
Wow, ever.
You know, it really feels like anybody could win.
Okay.
They have no great teams. Nick Kyrgios, your boy,
yeah,
withdrew from the Australian Open due to a meniscus injury. Your thoughts?
This is supposed to be his time, and he still can't sort of get it all together at once. This should be his time. It ain't going to be his time. CBS Sports reports the Raiders plan to be very aggressive in pursuing the golden boy Tom Brady this offseason. Did that work for you?
Josh McDaniels coached him. I mean, you think you can get one more great season out of him? Everybody thinks that. Sure it is. Last one, Cowboys and Bucks tonight.
Cowboys. Not Cowboys. I'm sorry, Stephen A. I'm not going to wear a hat and smoke a cigar and go crazy. The Cowboys are going to win. I'm not rooting for that, but they're going to win.
You want to yell at the weather while we go out? We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads, to get you set. Here's Susie Culver and the Monday Night Countdown crew. Cowboys, Bucks.
I've got about coming five up weather apps. I look at them all the time. I don't go nuts about them.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.